But you told me about speaking about Arthur Smith, the old fiddling Arthur Smith. I used to hear him over radio, and I thought he was one of the best I ever
heard. He was really good. Did you ever see him?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Did you? Yeah. Was he good when you saw him?
Yeah, he was pretty good. He was out here at the schoolhouse one night, and I walked in there. I was always kidding with musicians, you know. And I walked in there, and I walked up to him, and I gave him a nickel. And he said, "What's that for?" I said, "I always said if I ever seen a man uglier than I was, I'd give him a nickel." He said, "Wait a minute, I'll play it on this, give it back to you."
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good way of meeting people. Did you use that one a lot?
I have used it some. Take Wiley Morris up here, that poor boy is paralyzed. He's not all there, I don't think. You?
I don't know. I'm really not talking to him.
No, I think the world, Wiley Morris and his brother Zeke, me and George, way back years after I'd played a while with these other people.
Is that their other brother, George?
Yeah, older than they are. We got together and started playing music. And Wiley and Zeke learned from George. I taught George, and they learned from George.
Does George still live around here?
No, he lives in South Carolina. He's in pretty bad shape now. I think his health's bad.
What did he play?
He played guitar and sing.
Yeah, was he pretty good?
Yeah, he was.
Better than his brother?
Well, he was good as either one of them. In his prime, he played a little different style than either one of them. But
what did he play?
He played the old-time blues style, mostly.
With the fingers and...
Yes, fourth thumb, forefinger and thumb.
Where did he live? He grew up right around here, Old Fort or something.
He grew up on the Catawba River, above Old Fort.
Where did he learn that blues style around here?
He learned it from me.
Where did you learn it?
I just picked it up. Well, fact of business is, when I was playing on the road, traveling on the road, I met an old colored fellow, Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Yeah.
That played blues. And I'd stand and listen to him for as long as he played, as long as I had any money. I had to pass a hat to get any money back then, like he did, you know. But
where would he play?
Johnson City, Tennessee, on the street.
He did?
Yeah. Boy, he could play the blues, too, I want you to know.
I've heard records of him, yeah, he's great.
You have?
Yeah. He's got records, yeah, they've reissued records of him.
He could really play the blues.
So what were you doing up in Johnson City?
I was just traveling around one town.
And you just saw this color guy on the street and got out and listened.
Backlot musician, brother.
What?
Backlot musician.
Backlot?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, they usually have a place for people, the farmers back then, to gather in from the country.
To trade,
you know.
You like
come to town to
like
trade.
A swap meet or something like where they trade their...
Come in
produce
get,
and stuff.
Come in to sell their produce and they come in to get their groceries and so on and so forth,
mm-hmm.
and clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd, musicians a lot of times, gather around these places and start playing music and pass the hat.
Right. Was that illegal some of the time or not?
No, they never bothered me. Never did bother me about it.
They got laws against it now.
Yeah, yeah. Shouldn't have. But
no, because I played on the street too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, We used to, me and Gwen Forster played in Morgan one time, and Gwen said, "I tell you how, I'm going to get some money for us now." I said, "How's that, Gwen?" He said, "I'm going to play like I'm blind, because I'm going to put on some black goggles."
Some black what?
Goggles, you know, glasses, shades.
Yeah.
And he said, "You pass the hat." I said, "No." I said, "Fasten your cup on your neck of your guitar." And I said, "You can pass that around kind of thing for you." And I said, "They'll sympathize with you and put money in." We just boys then.
That's a good story.
We played a number down there, and he passed his little cup around, and the woman started to drop a 50 cents in, and she missed the cup, and he seen what it was. And she missed the cup, and it fell in the grass out there. You don't see him going to that 50 cents.
And she knew he could see then?
That woman said, "White man not blind." That boy's not blind? Did he see that pig sin? I said, Gwen, we better get away from here right now.
Where was that? In Morganton?
In Morganton, North Carolina.
Yeah, we're up near the stores or somewhere?
It was in the Courthouse Square.
I know what that is.
There used to be some good musicians around Morganton.
Imagine.